With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Authorities have identified the Montana officer and the man he fatally shot last week. Officials announced yesterday that Lewis and Clark County Deputy Andrew Blythe shot and killed Taylor Schnortz of Townsend just before midnight Thursday near East Helena. Lewis and Clark County Sheriff Leo Dutton says the sheriff's office responded to a home after being asked to check on a man who was cutting himself. Dutton says deputies verbally negotiated with the suspect for about an hour. The suspect did not fire his weapon and no law enforcement officers were injured. Blythe is on administrative leave, which is protocol after an officer-involved shooting. The U.S. Attorney for Montana, Kurt Almy, has been named to the U.S. Attorney General's Advisory Committee and appointed as Vice Chairman of the Native American Issues Subcommittee. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced the appointment today. Almy says he looks forward to working with Subcommittee Chairman U.S. Attorney Trent Shores of Northern Oklahoma and with tribal leaders to combat the opioid and methamphetamine epidemic and reduce violent crime in Indian Country. A Great Falls man has been sentenced to 5 years with the Department of Corrections for negligent homicide in the March 2016 death of his wife. The Great Falls Tribune reports Roy Edward Scott was sentenced today for the death of Stephanie Wells. He said he, quote, bear-hugged his wife during an argument after a night of drinking. An autopsy found she died of compression to one side of her neck. Scott was sentenced to 15 years with the Department of Corrections, with 10 suspended. The Montana Veterans Affairs Healthcare System has hired a dentist to reopen its Billings clinic, while another dentist, who filed a complaint about how the system was being managed, is still being paid but is not allowed to practice. The Montana VA fired dentist Kelly Hale for misconduct late in 2016, shortly after learning he had filed the complaint. Investigations found his complaint was valid and his firing may have been retaliatory. His termination was put on hold during a review that is ongoing. Hale's salary last year was $176,000. Prosecutors have reduced the charges against a Missoula woman who struck and killed a man as he crossed the street last year. Emily Levins was initially charged with felony vehicular homicide while under the influence for the February 2017 death of Benno Big Back Jr. But after reviewing her defense's crash reconstruction report, prosecutors changed the charge to misdemeanor DUI last week. The report found Big Back was crossing the road at night while wearing black clothing when he was hit.
With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. Cascade County Sheriff Bob Edwards will be asked to surrender his peace officer and coroner certifications. A law enforcement oversight group determined that today. Edwards was charged with misdemeanor assault last June after an argument with his girlfriend. He returned to work in August. Perry Johnson is the executive director of the Montana Public Safety Officer Standards and Training, or POST, Council. POST is responsible for certifying public safety officers in the state and addressing allegations of misconduct. Johnson said that the council conducted its own investigation, relying on witnesses, body camera recordings, and interviews.
The appropriate sanction in this case would be the voluntary surrender of his certificates based on all of that collective process.
Johnson said that council investigations are sparked by criminal charges or ethical allegations against officers. Officers have the opportunity to respond to their findings or advocate for different sanctions.
It provides a tremendous amount of due process for any officers that's had an allegation of misconduct against them.
If officers POST advises to surrender their certifications refuse or don't respond, Johnson says the next step on the, quote, flowchart is to revoke the certifications, which are required for all public safety officers. But
this requirement does not apply to any elected official.
That means that Edwards could legally remain Cascade County Sheriff even without his certifications. Johnson explains that the legal exception is meant to prevent the POST Council from interfering in voters' decisions. Edwards' term is up this year. He has not said whether he'll seek re-election. The charges against Edwards were set to be dismissed by the city of Helena after he fulfilled conditions for the past 6 months, including counseling with a focus on domestic disturbance interactions. I'm Olga Kramer, Montana Public Radio.